Is your church building too lavish?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In some circles, a debate rages over whether or not churches have become too lavish. Some argue that church buildings ought to reflect current culture in order to attract people to the gospel. Others argue that simplicity should rule and church leaders should use the money saved to help the poor or other worthy causes. I surely cannot resolve that debate, except to say that God is surely more concerned about the people than the outward trappings. After ancient Israel's enemies destroyed their temple, God promised to restore their worship center. Ezekiel describes their futuristic temple in his book, chapters 40 to 43. The NLT Study Bible points out that the temple, as described in Ezekiel, is physically unbuildable. The NLT says it denotes the temple over which Christ is the head. Ezekiel's vision describes a new world in which God establishes boundaries between the holy and unholy. God does so in order to return to his people and dwell among them once again. The Study Bible says the temple finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ, who reveals God's glory. Christ's body is the temple. He offered the perfect once-for-all sacrifice that purifies people. Those in Christ now have access through him into the most holy place, the presence of God. God's Spirit now lives within those who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. God now expects and helps us live holy lives today.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com